on season 4, episode 3 of the Colts Corner podcast. The boys will discuss NFL football, NBA basketball, NHL hockey, NCAA basketball, and we will finish it off with the topic of the week. Welcome back to Colts Corner Season 4, Episode 4. I'm Ryan Dixon alongside Tyler, Christian, and Constantine. Boys, how are we doing today?
We're doing good, everyone. I'm personally very excited to be here. A lot going on in the NBA, NFL, and college basketball, as well as hockey. So I'm just super excited to be back with you guys.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. Great week for my teams. I'm really excited to talk about it in this podcast, and let's get right to it. Starting off, we have school sports. Nothing really on school sports, right, boys?
Yeah, nothing really going on.
Tryouts finished, practices are starting, conditioning going on, just getting ready for the season pretty much.
Wrestlers got their weight certifications on Saturday, got to get the water in, got to stop eating the food, got to make that weight.
You do that, Christian.
Yeah, do that. All right, now moving on to the NFL, because there's not much on the school sports. It was the end of week 11 and the beginning of week 12. Notable games from week 11. The Jets played at the Redskins, won that game 34-17.
Big win for the New York Jets.
Constantine, you got to give me some for that.
Yeah, oh my goodness. What a game. Honestly, with all the downs and upsetting moments that we've had this season, it's just so refreshing to see a game like that. The offense was running. The defense was doing very good. Neville Hewitt with a very good interception that led to a touchdown, I believe. If our schedule is as easy this for the first part of the season as it is for the rest of the season, I'd call ourselves a playoff contender right now. But unfortunately, we've had...
That's bold.
Yeah. But we do have an easy schedule.
Okay, buddy.
You beat a two-win team and a one-win team.
All right, yeah. But we're also playing really good
football. We are playing very good football.
If you watch. Yeah. The two MVPs for that game are probably going to be Sam Darnold and Jamal Adams. Sam Darnold, 293 yards and 4 touchdowns. He did have an interception, but that does not take away from his great win and a great game that he had. Jamal Adams, 3 sacks on Sunday. Sacks. Now he has a total of 6 total. Now he's a total of 6 on
best
the season.
Best strong safety in the NFL.
He's the best safety.
Not just Jets bias for that. He is the best strong safety in the NFL. Maybe best safety.
Giants fan, I got to agree with you on that. There's just no one better.
Best safety. Another player on the Jets who's really been stepping up, Ryan Griffin. On Sunday.
7 receptions, I believe.
No, 5 receptions. 5 receptions. 109 yards and 1 touchdown. He's been a big step up in place of the injured Chris Herndon.
He's just looked like a stud this whole season. With, obviously, like you said, Herndon, he was suspended for the first 4 games of the season, and he has been injured as of late. But Ryan Griffin has just been such a reliable target, been racking up the yards all season. I'm excited to see what else he has in store, but as of now, I'm pretty satisfied with his performance.
And besides our offense, obviously, our defense has been really well. I've been doing really well. Running defense, probably one of the best in the NFL. And over the past 3 games, we've had 16 sacks. I mean, talk about a great pass rush over the past 3 games. I mean, we are really putting the pressure on the QBs, and I'm really enjoying watching the Jets play.
As the cornerbacks haven't really been stepping up, but the defensive line has really filled in nicely in that place, getting to the quarterback first so he doesn't have that time to exploit arguably our weakest, definitely our weakest position group. So the guys up front doing really good, and especially Jamal Adams, who is a member of that secondary, has been getting to the quarterback a lot, a tremendous amount of times.
Another notable game from week 11, the Falcons went to Carolina to play the Panthers. They won that 29-3. I believe Kyle Allen had 4 interceptions that game.
Something like that. He just did not look good against a very weak Falcons defense.
Yeah, Falcons are actually looking. That's actually their second straight win. That was their second straight win. And before that, they beat the Saints. And now, obviously, they beat the Panthers. 2 solid wins.
Who do you think is going to come out on top of that division? at the end of the season? Who do you think is going to be number one?
I do think the Saints. Because they just have a solid team. I mean,
look, despite that one hiccup versus the Falcons, which
They're 8-2. That's a pretty good
record. Yeah, they are 8-2. Very good record. At the top of the NFC, they sit right now. That one game, they didn't play good. It's all right. Everyone has off days. They'll be able to recover from that, no problem.
Another game, the last game that we will note from Week 11, Texans went to Baltimore to play the Ravens. They lost that 41-7. I'm just going to say two words right here. Lamar Jackson. I mean,
he is the definition of an electric player.
Didn't know if he was MVP before that game, but he went into that game and he was insane.
I mean, Tyler, look at his stats this year. I mean, 2,258 yards thrown for 19 touchdowns. That's already 13 more touchdowns than last season. I mean, he's playing outstanding. And not only, obviously, he knows how to throw the ball, he can rush the heck out of the ball. I mean, 788 yards rushing for 6 touchdowns. I mean, this guy is a beast.
Like Michael Vick.
He's a beast. No,
they're starting running backs.
Michael Vick in his prime?
I really think he could be better than Michael Vick, and I think
he already is.
I think he could be a Hall of Famer if he does.
Very tight MVP race this year.
Yeah, between him, Russell Wilson, Christian McCaffrey, who's also Dalvin Cook.
Aaron Rodgers, who's also under the radar a little.
I don't see running backs winning MVP.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's a quarterback's league. Very different from the days where the NFL was built off the backs of Emmitt Smith and Barry Sanders.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, 100% an MVP for me this year. Now moving on to NFL Week 12. That's this week. We have on Thursday night, that's tomorrow night, the Colts play at Houston. Two very solid teams, both 6-4. I mean, last week, I believe Marlon Mack fractured his hand. Versus the Jags.
Yeah, he is out. He did fracture his hand, something along those lines. I do have him in fantasy, so it will deal a blow to my playoff chances as I push for the last and final playoff spot against Christian. It's a very competitive league.
We should get a podcast league going next year.
We should. Sounds like a good idea. But that's besides the point.
14 leagues are odd.
Yeah. No, we should combine the fantasy and the Colts Corner podcast.
Okay.
We'll put this
to the side right now. We'll think about it next year. another player that is dealing with injuries on the Colts, T.Y. Hilton. Obviously, he's been out 2 or 3 weeks now. I think
I have him on my fantasy team as well.
Same. Also, tough injury. He is most likely a game time decision, along with the Texans wide receiver Will Fuller, who has been out since Week 7 with an injured hamstring. So that should be a solid game. Another game for Week 12, Raiders at New York playing the Jets. Jets looking for a third straight victory. Can we get that, Constantine?
Yeah, could possibly be a third straight victory. With the Jets, I don't know. The Raiders are looking unbelievably, inexplicably solid this year, considering last year's debacle with John Gruden, how he botched the Khalil Mack situation, and then botched the Amari Cooper situation. But this team is looking hungry. This Raiders team looking hungry, looking feisty. They look like that they could really give the Jets a run for their money. I want to go Jets, but I think that Raiders team will just be too much for them this week.
Yeah, and also something to add from what you were saying before, I mean, they were also dealing with Antonio Brown earlier this preseason. I mean, they've dealt with so much, and
they've just taken it in stride and just kept going.
And it's amazing to me how they're 6-4 right now, and they are definitely a playoff contender.
It's very admirable of them.
Yeah. Here are just some fun facts from the Jets that we got.
Ooh, okay.
Fun facts, Tyler. Ready?
I like this. Fun facts.
I'm ready for fun.
They're not that fun though. If you're gonna listen to them, you're gonna be like, oh, Le'Veon Bell has averaged fewer yards before contact per attempt than any other running back in the league.
Well, that's not merely his fault. His play style is.
No, that's completely O-line.
The offensive Brian All right. Winters.
Another fact from the O-line. Another fact from the O-line.
Fun fact.
All right. Very yeah. Fun fact. Another fun fact. Darnold has been pressured on a higher rate of dropbacks than any other QB. I mean,
that just shows your line.
Yeah, talk about your line.
Giants deal with that for so many years. You're seeing what it's like now.
No.
No, we've always seen. Our O-line has been one of the worst offensive lines.
We haven't had a good O-line in 7 years.
The Giants had the worst O-line in the NFL.
This just shows the state of New York football that we're arguing over which team is the worst so we can win at least something.
Let's just compare. Saquon, with an arguably still as bad offensive line,
he's just
had
been
an
injured.
Amazing season last year. And with that terrible offensive line. So I think in terms of like starting running backs, I think that Saquon Barkley is still the best running back in all of New York.
Well, we're talking about Darnold right now.
I disagree with that, but we're going to move on to the next game on Sunday. That's a Sunday night football. Packers at 49ers. That's a huge game.
That is a huge game.
I personally think the Packers.
It should be an electric contest. Exactly.
No, that's going to be one of the most electric games of the season, in my opinion.
49ers are looking more solid than ever, as well as the Green Bay Packers. Never blink teams. They're not going to flinch for either of them. Aaron Rodgers looking like an MVP candidate. Nick Bosa already looking better than his brother. It's tough to say right now, but he's going to be better than his brother at some point. Richard Sherman, obviously George Kittle, solid. The Packers are.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Sorry. Funny thing you say, George Kittle. He's actually questionable. He's been out these past couple of weeks. That's gonna be a tough injury if he is out, and like they definitely need him for this game.
100%.
As a tight end, he's the top. He has the most receiving yards on that team.
Yeah, I believe he's definitely.
And Emmanuel Sanders.
And he's been hurt. Yeah, no.
Emmanuel Sanders was hurt the contest before last game.
Yeah.
So his return did look a little shaky. 3 receptions for 30.
And Breida. Breida's hurt too.
Yeah, Breida's hurt as well. I think Debo Samuel's questionable, but I'm not. Actually, no, he's not. Never mind. But they have so much depth on that team. Debo actually stepped up last game.
Yeah, so. And a player to mention on the Packers besides Aaron Rodgers is another Aaron Jones.
Electric player.
We've already discussed that in the past. I mean, he's a touchdown monster. 11 rushing touchdowns on the year. I mean, has there been a game where he hasn't really provided? Like, I think there's one game.
I think it was week 4, something around there. I don't know exactly when. But he did have one poor performance. But after that, he has just been on a roll this whole season. He is the definition of an electric player next to Lamar Jackson. And I love watching him play the game.
Yeah, definitely a fun player to watch. Have him on my fantasy team. Stacks them points up for me. And moving on to the next segment, the NBA. Couple teams to note in the NBA. The Los Angeles Lakers are the top of the league still. Are 11-2, and another team that is also 11-2, Boston. The Boston Celtics. Without Kyrie Irving, they look like a new team, to be honest. And they play the Clippers tonight, which should be a tough one. And we'll see what happens there.
Very tough game probably for them, but if they've been doing so good this whole season, they've definitely faced some stiff competition. Kemba Walker looking like, since he's free of the mediocrity in Charlotte, he's just been looking like one of the best point guards in the league, and he's taken it to a more mainstream stage here in Boston.
I think he could be a first-teamer this year if he keeps playing the way he's playing. He could be on first team NBA this year.
He deserves what's due to him, and that's that first team, second team, all NBA. And other players to note, Jason Tatum, very solid player. Jaylen Brown, don't like that contract. He's a pretty solid player, but I do admire his game a bit. They're just a solid team all around. They got a lot of depth to go around, and they are probably the best, if not the second best team in the league.
So Boston, a team without Kyrie, and the Nets with Kyrie have not been playing well, actually. They're 5-8. They're playing tonight versus the Hornets at 7:30. And speaking of Kyrie, he is out for his third straight game. I don't know if that's unfortunate because he does seem like he's kind of toxic to the NBA
team.
Look,
he's got that player-first mentality with him. He's definitely one of those guys in the NBA who just believes that he's the best, he's the star, and wants to showcase it. I think that's partially why he went to Brooklyn, just to be the star. Even though it's with KD, he knows that this first season he's going to be considered the star. And just that me-first mentality is just toxic to an organization, and I really hope that he can shake that so the team as a whole can perform better.
And another team to mention in the NBA, the last team we'll mention, the Golden State Warriors, guys, they're at the bottom of the league right now. They're 3-12. I mean, this is insane dealing That's with pathetic. All the injuries. It is pathetic because at this point you realize that without all the Splash Brothers and KD, they're nothing. They're absolutely nothing.
That's what made that team, the three-point ability that made them so deadly in 2015-16, that made them win 73 games and have 9 losses on a season. And when you take away that, they really don't have an identity, which is a scary thought for the Warriors bandwagon fans that have to jump onto another bandwagon now. But
unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
They're
for them.
They're one of the most fun teams.
I'm
to
sure
watch
we'll be seeing a lot.
They were.
Sure, we'll be seeing a lot of those Warriors fans converting into Lakers fans.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? I was a Lakers fan my whole life.
Yeah, I was
what
Lakers.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I was a Lakers fan my whole life. Right? Well, and
I've,
I don't
already,
want
I've already seen Lakers jerseys popping up more and more.
Yeah.
I'm a LeBron fan. I'm not a Lakers fan.
Yeah,
I'm a LeBron fan.
You know?
I like wherever the best.
Yeah, I'm a Danny Green fan. You know, that's why I'm a Lakers fan because I just got to go back to my roots.
I'm a number one in the league fan. You know, whichever team's number one. I just root
for the most fun team. No, you're disgusting and selfish, all of you. Yeah. So,
moving on. The NHL. I'm just gonna talk about this right now. The Islanders. 15-game point streak.
Electric.
15-game point streak.
Electric.
All right, let me.
Constantine's right. stepping away right
I,
now. He can't handle it.
I need absolute
can't
silence.
Handle it.
I need absolute silence for this one right here. Ready? Islanders, we play the Penguins last night at Pittsburgh. We're down 4-2 with under 5 minutes left in the game. We put in one goal, go empty netted with 2 minutes left. Brock Nelson wins a tremendous faceoff to keep the puck in their zone. And Ryan Pulock shoots a slap shot to tie the game. 4-4. Yes, yes, yes. All right. And then after that, we got Ryan Pulock. And then after that, we goes in OT. Brock Nelson scores to win the game. I mean, what like a great performance from the Islanders. I'm really not asking for any more from that team. I mean, I was playing great team hockey, and we are officially first in the NHL power rankings. The team that is above us in the standings, the Capitals, is above us by 5 games, and they have 5 more points than us. So that's four. They played 4 more games than us, and we still have 5. Like it's crazy to think that we're playing very well. Anthony Beauvillier, a player on the Islanders, who's playing at an extremely high rate. Like I said, Ryan Pulock with a lethal slap shot. I mean, one of the most lethal slap shots in the league. I mean,
and of course, can't forget about Matt Barzal, the leader of the team.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely amazing player.
Yeah, I believe he's the most underrated player in the NHL. I mean,
100%.
He doesn't get talked about enough. I mean, when he's on the ice, he affects the game so much, and I love watching that guy play.
We don't need you.
Yeah, Pajama Boy, you can stay in Toronto. We don't need you. We don't need you. If no one knows who Pajama Boy is, that's John Tavares, the snake, the little snake who said he's gonna stay in New York, but went to Toronto.
Constantine, how have your Rangers been doing?
Constantine, how have the Rangers been doing? Because I've been getting a lot of trash
in the Metropolitan.
They're doing. Some bright spots on the team: Artemi Panarin.
Oh Ryan, God!
Ryan Strome.
Yo, where's your defense at?
Tony
though?
D'Angelo playing good defense. So is Jacob Trouba.
Jacob Trouba is kind of having a terrible season. I thought
he's having an okay season.
That's pretty bad. Pretty bad.
And we got Adam Fox and Kaapo Kakko. Kakko's been not been feeling well for the last couple games, and neither have I. And an embarrassing loss. I gotta rant about this team. An embarrassing loss. You guys lost like 8-3, 9-2, something
terrible.
Like that to the Lightning. Terrible. That is a disgusting loss. That's not how you treat your fans when you decide that you're going to sign Artemi Panarin, sign Jacob Trouba, draft Kaapo Kakko, sign Adam Fox, and you guys treat your team to a 9-2 loss.
No, you know what it is? It's just the King is washed up at this point.
He's not washed. He just needs goal support.
Yo, Christian, tell him he's washed. Tell him he's washed.
He's not washed. He just needs goal support.
Yo,
our defense
you guys were
needs
down,
to help him out.
You guys were down 4-0, I believe. 4-0 at the beginning. And Lundqvist let in 5, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he's not washed. He just needs that defensive help. He can't save 50 shots coming his way in the first period alone. I think that's a given, obviously.
You said you had solid defense, though.
What? Yeah, we got some solid defenders. Adam Fox.
Then how are you getting 50
shots
on?
What? Because of those other defenders who shall remain nameless. The other ones who decide that it's okay to go for the man with the puck when it's a 2-on-1 and there's a guy coming down the other side of the lane when you got Georgiev or Hank in net. He just needs some support on the defensive side. The offense has been going decently, but for the most part, we need to get Greg McKegg and Elias Anderson off the team right now because they are disgusting players, not strong on their skates, and Elias Anderson needs to stop tripping over cords when he's going out on the ice before the game. And, yeah.
Rangers is a disgusting team. But they're
I mean, rarely would I say this, but tonight, Wednesday night, you guys are playing the Capitals. I got to say I'm rooting for the Rangers in that game.
Honestly,
yeah, I agree.
If I was an Islander fan, I'd root for the Capitals too. Like, but I wouldn't be confident. Rangers, excuse me.
I'm definitely not confident in the Rangers right now. Because remembering their last loss, I don't know if they're going to win this one because this team's a little better than the last team they played.
Just a tad better.
Just a tad.
Yeah, so we'll be moving on now, I assume.
Yep, college basketball. Maryland Terrapins.
Well, we shouldn't say college basketball. Let's just say Maryland because...
Okay, all right.
It's more of a Maryland segment here.
I have to add a college basketball segment because the Maryland Terrapins, the college my brother goes to, number 6 in the country. Yesterday, we beat the Fairfield Stags. And
who?
We advanced the Fairfield Stags. We won by 19 points. All right, it's a pretty solid win. And we advanced to a 4-0 record. Next game is home versus the George Mason Patriots, who are 5-0. I mean, it's Friday at 7 o'clock. If you want to watch,
I watch college basketball.
I mean,
interesting
game. No good preseason games on right now. Usually there's some good ranked matches. I mean, there was the Duke Kansas game, but. Since that, it's been pretty boring.
Yeah.
No real ranked games against each other. There was a Seton Hall Michigan State game. That was pretty good. I'm looking for some better non-conference games in the future.
And, Tyler, do you know how the Syracuse is doing this year? And
2-1, no tough games. That's pretty much it.
Same with Maryland, obviously. 2-0, but I mean 4-0, but we are number 6 in the country, and obviously I'm going to talk about them, so... nothing else on college basketball for the most part, I think.
That was the Maryland minute.
That was the Maryland minute. Probably more than a minute. Probably like 2 minutes. I don't know.
We'll check after.
We'll check after. Now moving on to our last segment, topic of the week.
I'll go first.
You'll go first?
Mine's on the sports side, so I guess we'll keep it going on the sports and then get out of sports. So my topic of the week is, should the NFL turn to the conference-style league that the NBA uses?
So like an Eastern versus
West instead of divisions.
Honestly, the realignment process would take way too long.
Well, No. Let's say there's no process. It just goes straight. Yeah, there's no process, nothing to worry about.
Similar schedules and everything.
I don't know. I never really thought about that.
The reason I started thinking about it is because the teams have been playing the same teams for so many times. Of course, there's the big rivalries. They could still play each other. It's just, yeah. I think it could use a conference version. I like how the NBA does it.
I mean, some of the divisions, like Cowboys in the NFC East.
Yeah.
I mean,
just doesn't make sense geographically with the Eagles in Philadelphia. With the
Miami and New England, Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, that's just, it really doesn't make too much sense. That could probably work. I'm mostly just because I don't like watching the Jets play the Patriots every year twice.
Yeah, this is actually not a bad idea because the Jets do, like, our playoff chances every year, even though we're not really good, are completely gone because we're in the same division as the Patriots.
That's basically two automatic losses.
The wild card.
That's our only chance.
The thing is that they, like, what other division would they be in? Because it's.
Your division that sucks?
What about
like Patriots, Jets, Giants, and who else?
Hold on, I just want to
Bills maybe.
Hold on, I want to talk about how bad the Giants Giants division is. Giants are in your division. The Cowboys are leading your division. All right.
They are
6-4. The Jets beat them. All right,
But the thing is that you can't just base this off this year.
All right, but I understand.
Historically speaking, the Cowboys have been Yeah, but one of the best teams in the
yeah,
NFL.
The Cowboys do have a lot of talent, but they might have the worst head coach, like one of the worst head coaches in the league.
And he keeps getting employed, and he keeps getting the same job. That Jerry Jones needs to stop this madness right now. You can't keep Jason Garrett in this position forever. Jerry, we know you. We just give it up, Jason. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Speaking from the heart here.
There's divisions like the Colts, Texans, top two teams are 6-4. And then you look at a division like the NFC West. You got the 49ers are 9-1. You got the Seahawks are 8-2. You got the Rams are 6-4.
Who should be hypothetically better?
They should. They'd be the top team in the AFC South right now. So
yeah. The AFC South is just, I don't even know what the AFC
almost
South is.
Almost as bad as the NFC East.
Yeah, almost.
All right, final thoughts. Constantine, do you think it should be in conferences or no? Yes or no?
I think that it should be in conferences.
Christian?
Yes.
I think we should go to East-West system, yeah.
Well, I brought it up. I think it should go to East-West.
Skip me. I don't know. All right.
I've got one that's kind of related to this, so I'll just bring it up. I think that the NFL system, playoff system, should be abolished with the winner of each division plus the two wild cards. I think it should just be straight up first six teams.
I like the wild card. The wild card games are some of the best games.
Yeah, no,
I know. They're entertaining to watch,
but
I think
giving the Cowboys or bad teams the division spot when they just barely make it, giving them the advantage like at 9-7, that's just wrong.
Over teams that should
have home field advantage, that should be better. Yes.
But then again, when it comes to playoffs, any sport, I mean, teams can make runs. I mean, the Nationals. Who thought the Nationals were going to win the World Series this year? Not really anyone, to be honest. I mean, everyone thought the Astros, Yankees, teams that are known and that are supposed to have a chance at winning, to win. But obviously, the Nationals won. I mean, Duke last year, March Madness. I thought they could have won. I thought they could have won easily.
Forget about Virginia. I mean, bring up Virginia 2 years ago losing to UMBC in the first round.
I didn't even know UMBC existed up until the first game.
So my point is, bring like those wild card games. They may not have the best teams available in them, but teams in the playoffs can make runs, and wild card games do allow for a team to win a game and go on a streak.
So I have a thought. So soccer, the Champions League, big league.
I'm gonna head out.
Just let me say my thing.
Let him speak.
I'm retiring. I'm gonna head out. All right. I'm sorry.
They use a home away system where you play one game home, you play one game away.
Like a series almost.
A series.
I don't think that's been thought of before. It's revolutionary, Tyler.
there's whoever scores more goals will win, and if they're tied on goals, then whoever has more away goals will
win. Why would you do it goals instead of wins?
Because it's like kind of easier for a 1-1.
Well, because if it's tied, one win to one win.
How are you gonna two game that? System. I thought you meant three game system.
So
that's
I think putting that into the NFL would work. I think that would work.
Like
well.
More touchdowns or overall points?
Points.
Okay. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not accustomed to European traditions. But that could work.
I just think it would fix the one game, one and done system in the NFL. Yeah.
I mean,
just a thought.
What do you think about having full playoff series for like after the wild card, like the divisionals, like how NBA, NHL?
That's a lot. Just because they only play on Sundays,
maybe it's only like a 3-game series. What would you think of a three game series?
Three game series, like three game. Maybe if they didn't play on Sundays, I'd say yeah.
You gotta keep the Super Bowl one game though.
The Super Bowl is a one game spectacle. It's not like the NHL. It's not like the NBA. It's not like the MLB. You have to keep it one game. It's a holiday almost. It's not like Hanukkah where you could just have multiple days like that.
If there were three games, it would go into March. And like who wants
that? Who wants that?
Has been proposed like a
what would the XFL do with like everyone watching the NFL
like
playoffs?
An 18, 19, 20 game season has been proposed.
By the owners and rejected by the players.
It's been shut down every time.
Yeah, because no one wants football is the most second most dangerous sport, hands down. And the players need to be kept safe. That's why they continue to reject this 18 game, 20 game proposals. And honestly, that's why they keep rejecting the overtime proposals where teams keep getting to play because they want to keep the games as short as possible. I just don't see that happening, though, a three-game series. That just seems kind of long and dragged out.
All right, let's move on to our second-to-last topic of the week. Christian, I got to start this. I got to say this one because mine is not – mine's more funny than controversial. And here – sorry.
Very controversial ones recently. Yeah. controversial ones.
Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader?
I go Yoda 100%.
Yoda.
No way. Darth Vader.
I mean, the Darth Vader breathing would get so annoying.
But so would talking, like, how much... how appealing...
On the Colts Corner podcast, I am.
Yeah, like, how appealing is the Yoda voice? You go up to someone.
It's funny.
They're expecting... It's a good party trick.
If someone came up to me in public and talked to me in the Yoda voice, I would just die. I couldn't take them seriously. Yeah. It's that simple.
Like, the Darth Vader breathing, I'm sure, would be annoying, but I swear, there's definitely nothing more annoying than the Yoda voice, just constantly, all the time. Like, say...
On the Colts Corner podcast, I am.
Say...
Discussing topic of the week, I am.
Like, say you're just sitting down and having a nice formal get-together with your friends or something like that, and you say, hey, well, what do you guys want to get to eat? And then your friend that no one likes would just be, like, talking in the Yoda voice, like, Taco Bell I want.
There's Taco Bell I want.
Unparalleled
level of customization it has.
And then you'd get into, what if you got into a debate with them about which fast food chain is the best? Like, nah, I kind of want Chick-fil-A. No, I like Popeyes. I want
better Popeyes. Okay.
You turned me constantly. I feel like I wouldn't be able to take someone with the Yoda voice.
Yeah.
No. But this has gone too far. I mean,
it's got too far.
We dragged it, I think, a little. Christian, finish off this podcast with your topic of the week.
All right, my topic of the week is, what's the best, like, fun basement tabletop game? Ping pong, pool, air hockey, or foosball?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I gotta go ping pong. I'm going ping pong.
I agree. No, I actually agree.
Ping pong.
100%
ping pong.
I feel like ping pong is too much of a level of just kind of immersion, and you're just always doing something.
But I feel like
there's problems. Air hockey's solid.
There's problems.
Air hockey's solid.
You need electricity. There's always, like, random, like, bounces that, like, make no sense. Foosball, you need, like, four people. And pool, half the time, you don't even hit it the right way.
Okay, ping that's pong, when you're bad.
Pool, yeah, that's when you're bad.
If
you're
ping pong is fun for bad players and good players. Like, it's enjoyable for the
not
general.
Not fun for bad players. As someone who is bad at ping
two
pong.
Two bad players can enjoy ping pong.
Not necessarily.
And it's enjoyable.
Something I will say, though, is I have not played a solid game of air hockey in a while. And I'm looking in the mood to. Air hockey.
I don't know.
Like,
it's like whenever. Oh, yeah, air hockey.
I'm really feeling pool. Pool is relaxing. It's something that you could just do. There's not too much effort that goes into it.
You get a nice competitive game of foosball going, though.
You're the one guy who's just, like, shaking the thing like that.
That's annoying.
Yell at him, like, stop spinning it.
That part's annoying.
Foosball is a game of skill.
If you're playing foosball, right, foosball is very elegant.
Ping pong is well-paced. It keeps you on your toes.
Ping pong is an Olympic sport.
It's easy to start up and play. It's just, you need two rackets and a ball. Where air hockey, you got to make sure it's plugged in. You got to turn it on. Pool, you got to get all the balls. You got to clean the pool cues.
That takes 5 seconds. Honestly, it's not.
Football, you got to get four people. All right, all right.
So we all say, ping pong, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Final, no, pool.
Yeah, I got it.
What are you saying?
Ping pong.
All right, and you're going
and
pool.
And I'm going pool. Always will
all right.
be pool.
Constantine, wrap this one up for us.
And obviously, there are tons of people that we'd like to thank, like Mr. Doxy, Mr. Rashudi, the Class 2016 for their generous donation of this podcasting setup. We really couldn't do without them. Thank them. I'd like to thank them so much. Dr. Catapano, the administration, and we will see you next time.
Bye, Doug.